brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And as I often say, I really hope it is food for you. And especially today, we have the remembrance of St. John the 23rd. He was elected Pope in 1958, and that's one Holy Father that I remember. He was very, very warm and kind and a very good man. And he said to the people who were listening to him or were attending his prayers, he convened the Second Vatican Council on October 11th, 1962. And this is what he told the faithful. When you head home, find your children, hug and kiss your children, and tell them that this is the hug and kiss of the Pope. Give anyone who suffers a word of comfort. Tell them the Pope is with us, especially in our times of sadness and bitterness. Brothers and sisters, I was just out of high school when he became the Pope, and I didn't know much about him, and at the first I didn't pay much attention. But as time went on, I saw all that he did after World War II, all the things that needed to be tended to and people who needed to be cared for, to minister to war-wounded soldiers, to help Jews fleeing the Nazis, all that kind of thing. He was very active in all of that. And he said, give anyone who suffers, think of that now, who is it in your life that you know? Give anyone who suffers a word of comfort. Oh, well, they know it. No, say it again to them. Tell them the Pope is with us, especially in our times of sadness and bitterness. Tell them that. Help them. They're being prayed for. They don't have to go through this alone. God loves them. We look at the opening prayer for today. It says, Almighty, ever-living God, who chose Blessed John the 23rd to preside over your whole people and benefit them by word and by example, keep safe, we pray, by his intercession, the shepherds of your church, along with the flocks entrusted to their care, and direct them, that's us, brothers and sisters, and direct them, direct us, in the way of eternal salvation. He was a very good Pope. We were very grateful to him and for all that he did for the people during his time in office. As I said, he died in 1963. And the readings for today are taken from the Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, that's you and me, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He prays for us still, brothers and sisters, all over through the church throughout the world. His prayers and the prayers of many others bring benefit and blessing and maybe even conversion for your family, your relatives, your friends, your co-workers. As I've often said before, God receives prayers for them all. So whenever you have any kind of challenge or difficulty, go to God first, not to your next-door neighbor. Go to God first. If you need some support, talk to another, but not in a way that derides the other person. Just say what you need to say. Ask God, heal me and heal that other person. Heal them of their anger or their lying or their gossiping that's going on. Help them, Lord. Help them. Sing to the Lord a new song. That's what we want to do. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. God has done so much for us. He's given us a world to live in. He's given us land. He's giving us a personal relationship with him. If we would come close to him. When you pray the rosary, pray it to the Blessed Mother, knowing that the Lord is right with her. Acknowledge him. Whatever your prayers are, acknowledge the Lord Jesus in everything. For he gave his life for us, that we might be saved. And that's truth, brothers and sisters, that's truth. If any of you scoff at it, or turn away from it, please, please look again. God gave his life for us, for you, for me, for your friends, for the people you love and I love. He's died for us, brothers and sisters. He's died for our sin. Please don't add more into that picture. Please. Please, for God's sake, please repent of your sin. And don't be embarrassed. I remember many times going to confession and being embarrassed. And the priest was always so good about it. He just heard it out, saw what I had done, gave me absolution, and honestly, it felt like this huge rock came off my shoulders when I came out of there. Brothers and sisters, we're free again once we've confessed our sin. Don't be afraid to do it. God has provided a way for us to confess our sin. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want the best for you. And the scriptures today say, Alleluia, Alleluia, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Please, go to him. And the gospel for today from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. As Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment of the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because of the preaching of Jonah, They repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here. My goodness, brothers and sisters, God has reached out so far to us to help us, to encourage us. And you say, oh yeah, maybe sometime, maybe someday. When I'm old, then I'll pray more. I'm too busy now. We're never too busy to do what is most important or the favorite thing in our lives. We're never too busy for that. And brothers and sisters, this prayer time daily will lead you to salvation from God or to hell or very extremely long purgatory. Brothers and sisters, don't do that. Don't say, oh, I don't care, I don't matter. Turn to him. Please turn to him. St. John the 23rd, that I spoke about at the beginning of the program, says this in part, doing penance for one's sin is a first step towards obtaining forgiveness and winning eternal salvation. That is the clear and explicit teaching of Christ, and no one can fail to see how justified and how right the Catholic Church has always been in constantly insisting on this. She is the spokesman for her divine Redeemer. No individual Christian can grow in perfection, nor can Christianity gain in vigor, except it be on the basis of penance. Don't be afraid of penance. My goodness, brothers and sisters, the Lord loves you. And what you're doing when you go to confession, what you're doing is you're acknowledging that there is a God and that the Son of God has come to us and the Son of God has asked of us repentance for our sins. When we do that, we do God's will. And the weight is lifted from our shoulders. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to go back and say, oh, I should have said it this way or that way. If you've confessed your sins and really said them, God knows exactly what's in your heart. You know that? He knows exactly what's in your heart. And he loves you. And he says, come to me. Come to me, you who are heavily burdened. Come to me, and I will give you rest. That's what God wants to do for us. He loves us that much. And St. John the 23rd said, external penance includes particularly the acceptance from God in a spirit of trust of all life's sorrows and hardships and of everything that involves inconvenience and annoyance in the conscientious performance of the obligations of our daily life and work and the practice of Christian virtue. Brothers and sisters, follow him. Lead him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.